안녕하세요. It's Ari, your friendly Korean source and your weekend reminder. Today's podcast is about extraordinary K-dramas, how to introduce yourself and rap at the same time, and lastly, a kimchi pasta recipe. Before starting, I want to apologize for an unscheduled break last week. Last week, there was no podcast. I didn't have time to record it last week because I spent so much time rewriting my newsletter article last week. It was because I picked a too difficult topic for me to write in English. And in the end, I couldn't publish my article and also my podcast. Although I managed to explain my situation with a shorter than usual email newsletter. So if you subscribe to my email newsletter, you probably know about this, but if you don't, I thought you need an explanation. So I hope it never happens again, and let's start today's episode. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today, I prepared three stories about K-dramas and a puppy. The first story is about extraordinary K-drama topping Netflix chart. So, a new K-drama called Extraordinary Attorney Woo topped Netflix South Korea's top 10 chart, beating Money Heist Korea, which is the second on the rank, and Stranger Things, which is on the fourth on the rank. So, the series is about Woo Young-woo, an attorney who tackles challenges in the courtroom and beyond as a newbie at a top law firm, and a woman on the autism spectrum. So if you loved Good Doctor, you know, which is a K-drama series that has its American remake, you will love this drama too. So Good Doctor is about a resident doctor on the autism spectrum. So it's similar with Extraordinary Attorney Woo. So many viewers say that this new drama is a courtroom version of Good Doctor. I haven't watched the series yet since I've been busy watching Stranger Things 4 Volume 2 and crying a river. I mean, I cried a lot, but it seems like everyone on the internet, you know, Korean internet, is talking about this new drama. It's super, super popular right now. In South Korea, it's available on Netflix, and if it's available in your country, please give it a shot. So the second story I prepared is about K-drama as well. So something new is going on right now in K-drama world. Following the huge success of Semantic Error, a Korean BL drama based on a web novel of the same title, many new Korean BL dramas are released and coming. So among them, To My Star Season 2, the love story between a superstar and a chef, was recently released and it got popular with romantic scenes, you know. I don't know how to say this in English, but like very deep romantic scenes. And recently, many K-pop fans and K-drama fans were surprised and excited to hear the cast news about an upcoming BL drama, Unintentional Love Story. According to news reports, a handsome actor, Cha Seo-won, and another handsome boy K-pop group member, Gong Chan of V1A4, will star as the leads of this new drama. If so, the upcoming drama will be the first BL drama with famous stars starring as the leads. Fans' reaction to this news is very funny. Many of them say, 더 큰 대한민국, meaning the greater Korea. So basically, they are happy to hear the news. You know, they think something good is happening for this country. And today's last story is about the cutest puppy that Koreans fell in love with. So his name is Moon Tori, and Moon is his last name, followed by the former South Korean president Moon Jae-in. And he's unbelievably cute. He has black hair and super, super cute tongue. So you can see his picture in this week's email newsletter. You can find the link in the description of this episode. So Tori was an abandoned dog when he got adopted by Moon during his presidency in 2017. And the former president shares his after office life on Instagram, including farming, reading books, and most importantly, spending time with Tori. Since the former president was the most beloved president ever, with the highest end of the term approving rate of 42%, his dog is still loved by many Koreans. Actually, the current president's recent approving rate is 42%, which is very low for the new president who just entered the office, you know, just 2 months ago. So Moon Tori's popularity is a kind of sign that Koreans miss the former president. Every time his photo is uploaded, people comment saying 더 주세요, meaning please give me more, and 귀여워, meaning cute. It's time for Mic Drop, where we practice fast Korean speaking with a K-drama line or a K-pop rap lyric. After practicing, you can record your voice and send your voice message to me. You can find the link of my voicemail in the description of this episode. This week, thankfully, I got one voice message to share. Since there was no podcast last week, this voice message is from the week before last. And here it is.
안녕하세요. 저는 리사예요. 오늘 더명 더워이는데 더명 무시하고 저의 영화 보러 와주신 여러분께 다시 한번 감사드립니다. 감사합니다.
Thank you, Lisa. You did a great job as always. You did a really, really great job with speaking the sentence fast enough. You really nailed it. I'm so proud of you. And just like Lisa, you can show off your Korean speaking skills and be a motivation to other learners by sending me your voice message. If you send it by 4 p.m. July 13th, Wednesday, Eastern Time, your voice message will be on the next podcast episode. Today's mic drop line is from the new K-drama that I talked about earlier, Extraordinary Attorney Woo. So in this new big K-drama, there's a scene that the heroine introduced herself in front of her colleagues at work. And she speaks really, really fast, and it almost sounds like a rap, which makes it a perfect mic drop line. This line could be hard and easy at the same time. There are some words you might not recognize. There are some difficult words. Please focus, listen carefully, and guess what it means.
My name is 똑바로 읽어도 거꾸로 읽어도 우영우입니다. 기러기 토마토 스위스 인도인 별똥별 우영우 역삼역.
Listen one more time.
제 이름은 똑바로 읽어도 거꾸로 읽어도 우영우입니다. 기러기 토마토 스위스 인도인 별똥별 우영우 역삼역.
Okay, so the line means My name is 우영우, whether it's read straight or flipped. Kayak, deed, rotator, noon, race car, 우영우, 역삼 station. So this is Netflix's translation, and actually this translation went viral in Korea. Many people praised the translator, did a great job coming up with English words that are read the same, whether they're straight or not. You know, like kayak, deed, rotator kind of things. So after she said her name is Uyeong-woo, whether it's read straight or flipped, she spoke a bunch of words, you know, a bunch of Korean words that are read the same, whether they are flipped or straight. So for example, the first word she said is 기러기, which means wild goose in Korean. But when you read this word, if it's straight, it's 기러기. But if it's flipped, it's still 기러기. And after that, she said tomato, which means tomato. And then Swiss, which means Switzerland. And then Indoin, which means Indian. You know, like people in India. And after that, she said 별똥별, which means shooting star. And lastly, she said 역삼역, which means 역삼 station, which is a subway station in Gangnam area in Seoul. So 역삼 is the name of the region, and 역 means station. So with this line, you just learned a bunch of Korean words. And you can also learn that how to say your name, you know, how to introduce yourself in a formal setting, like your first day at work. So in a formal setting, when you introduce yourself, you can say 제 이름은 your name입니다, which means my name is. And in casual settings, you can just say 저는 your name이에요 or 예요, which means I am blah blah. Now it's time to wrap. Today's line literally means my name is Uyeong-woo, whether it's read straight or flipped. Wild goose, tomato, Switzerland, Indian, shooting star, Uyeong-woo, and 역삼 station. Since there are many words in this line, think of it as a kind of vocabulary exercise / speaking practice. Use your memory power. You can do this. Get your mouth and tongue ready. We're gonna do this 3 times. Let's start.
제 이름은 똑바로 읽어도 거꾸로 읽어도 우영우입니다. 기러기, 토마토, 스위스, 인도인, 별똥별, 우영우, 역삼역.
제 이름은 똑바로 읽어도 거꾸로 읽어도 우영우입니다. 기러기, 토마토, 스위스, 인도인, 별똥별, 우영우, 역삼역.
제 이름은 똑바로 읽어도 거꾸로 읽어도 우영우입니다. 기러기, 토마토, 스위스, 인도인, 별똥별, 우영우, 역삼역.
You did a great job today. I'm so proud of you. And before wrapping up this episode with the super easy Korean food recipe, if you read my email newsletter, this week's email newsletter, you will see the very funny video that I found on Twitter. This video is a kiss scene reaction of NCT Jaehyun's fan. Jaehyun is a member of NCT, you know, the K-pop boy group, you know, and he's also an actor. And in his drama, he kissed, you know, a girl. And one of his fans made a video of her reacting to the scene. And it's so hilarious, it's so fun. It's a 1 minute long video, and during the whole video, she basically like cry and scream, and she pant, you know, very heavily. And she said things like 입 열지 마, which means don't open your mouth. Maybe you have already seen this video because it kind of went viral globally. But if you haven't yet, try it. It's so funny. And now it's time to wrap up this episode with a super easy Korean food recipe. Today's food is kimchi rosé pasta. So it's like a Korean and Italian food kind of thing. And I found this cool recipe while I was searching for a creamy pasta cooking video for my cheat day. You know, because I'm on a diet right now. And creamy pastas are really popular here in Korea, especially between girls. I often cook it for myself at home, and when I do that, I always have it with kimchi because they are great together. And actually, when you visit a pasta restaurant in Korea, in many times you might be served kimchi as a side dish. And when you don't, you can ask for it because most restaurants have kimchi prepared. And since kimchi and creamy pastas are great together, you can just add kimchi to your pasta, you know, instead of as a side dish. And that is today's food, kimchi rosé pasta. It's very simple to make. Just make, you know, ordinary rosé pasta with tomato sauce and fresh cream. But when you make the sauce, just add chopped kimchi on the pan. Then it's kimchi rosé pasta. It's that simple. If you read this week's email newsletter, you can watch the cooking video that I found on YouTube and try for yourself. It will make a great dinner date food. So, as always, thanks for listening. If you like my podcast, share, rate, or review my podcast. It will mean the world to me. If you have any feedback or if you have anything to share, or if you want to say hi to me, you can leave a comment on my newsletter posts. Your comment will make my day. Please take care. I'll be back next week. 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕.